he stood up, singing him, because she knows she has received mercy. You will receive mercy today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Before I started preaching, is the room warm enough? I saw somebody put it on the fan. It's warm now. Okay, excellent. We try to get it warm for everybody. Hallelujah. If it's getting too warm, just close those doors. It will reduce some of the heat. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate every one of you the way you treated my spiritual mother last Sunday. We are really very grateful. Thank you so much. She sent our greetings all the way from Lagos. She's staying in Lagos. She'll be going to Ibadan by Tuesday. She appreciates everybody in the church. Mercy will not depart from you in the name of Jesus. This is our month of double grace. 10 is double 5. 5 is the number of grace. Hallelujah. Hold your Bible. Everybody, if you have one. I know what most of you will hold is phone. I intentionally bring my Bible, and I will begin to bring my Bible. Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. I believe everything that is inside. The word inside will profit me. The word inside will heal me. The word inside will transform my life. I believe this word, and it will work for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I'm talking to us briefly on what I've tied to grace for preferential treatment. You will be preferred. Among your equal, you will be preferred. Somebody will sing you out for preferential treatment in the name of Jesus. Please listen, understand life is a journey. And in the journey of life, people make choices. Okay? And we know God single people out for blessing. But in most cases, your choices also help in the choice of God. Your choice help in the choice, in God picking you out. You have to be there. You have to strategize. And then God helping you, you excel. Hallelujah. Why is this young man not going to school? The Sunday school. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We will soon ordain him a pastor. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Just leave him. Leave him. It's okay. He's going to be Papa. He's going to, when Papa leaves, he's going to come back. Daniel 6 verse 3. Daniel 6 3. This Daniel. You know, that's a preceding word for those of you who study English, those who speak better English than I do. You know, most of you speak better English than I do. People like Brother Abbott speak better English, you know. Those speak Queen English and all that. Hallelujah. When I came into this all this morning, it was a bit cold, and I said, oh, it's not cold. And those who were born here were telling me, oh, it's cold. I said, oh, you are British. I said, but you are born here, so why you say it's cold? Me that came from the village, our Amatan is like 16 degrees. When we say it is cold in my country, it's about 16 degrees. So, hallelujah. He said, then this Daniel was preferred. You'll be preferred above everyone in the name of Jesus. Grace will make you to be preferred. Grace will make you to be honored. Grace will make you to be singled out in the name of Jesus. It was not only preferred, it was preferred above the president and princes. So it was preferred above those who are elected. President are elected. And also was preferred about those that were born into the position, which were princes. Are you getting what I'm saying? this Daniel. Because they have looked at the characteristics of the Daniel. And they now say, again, this Daniel was preferred above the presidents. Presidents were elected. And princes were not elected. They were born into the royal home. Now, it now said, because of something. Because God will give it to you today. The because somebody will say, and say, listen, it may be black, but she may be black, but he said, because an excellent spirit was in him. An excellent spirit. No, I was looking at the word excellent today in the dictionary. It said a mind-blowing spirit was in him. A brilliant spirit was in him. A champion spirit was in him. An applaudable spirit was in him. Somebody, the spirit that goes beyond normal was in him. So there's something he's doing. There is a doing that brought in the preference. It's not just one who is a cheat, what is a seat warmer or another. There was something he was doing. And he now said because he was preferred because of the excellent spirit. So we are talking of the two things. The first one, it was preferred. Number two, it got an excellent spirit. Then number three, the king thought to set him above the whole realm. I pray every good work you are doing, God will remember it today in the name of Jesus. Every hard work you are putting into things of God, every will remember it today in the name of Jesus. Your time of suffering is over. Your season of struggling is over. Your season of behind is over. Your delay is terminated today in the name of Jesus. When you look at people in the Bible who are giving preferential treatment, there's something that happened. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16. I'm going to be brief in this world. We do the anointing service and we run with the time. It's, and David, I said 1 Chronicles 17, verse 16. And David the king came and sat before the Lord. I want people to see it. Yes. And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, O Lord God? Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hither to? He said, who am I? Another guy said in the Bible, he said, our house is the least, and my father is the least of everybody. When God wants to pick you up, God does not need committee. When God wants to set you on a high post, he does not need the advice of somebody. The whole city may hate you, and God may still prefer you. Stop looking for approval of people. Stop looking for approval of people. If everybody may be against you, that does not mean God will not prefer you. Hallelujah. Somebody might have declared himself king. That does not mean you will lose your throne. So you remember Solomon. Solomon was sitting, he was still in his house. Why is he Adonijah has declared himself as king? And God raised a prophet. I came as a prophet for somebody this morning. May heaven remember you for good in the name of Jesus. May heaven transform your life today in the name of Jesus. May things begin to work for you today in the name of Jesus. Please, can I say this by the way of digression? You know, one of the things I was reprimanded for, I'm going to tell you who reprimanded me, is that I don't challenge the church enough. You know, I'm thank God for the teaching of Pastor Momo this morning. That teaching was powerful. I was hearing it in the office. Hallelujah. Do you know what can God look into to remember you? I'm just saying, what we got, you listen, at times, mommy may not realize it, at times, when I'm praying for somebody, I will look for what has this person, what connect me and this person together that will make me to, that I will be telling God. Hallelujah. When this woman refused to go to hospital in December, they said she should go to hospital. She said, no, I'm not going to hospital. Is it February? No, no, it was before Christmas. You said you want to do Christmas with your children at home. Ah, I remember. They said, no, it's not going. I came. Now, the question is this. I came to meet her. Will I now advise her against her faith? You know how difficult my situation was? They said, well, you are the only one who can talk to her. And they called me. So do I now talk her out of her faith? She said, I know I will not die, but I'm not going to the hospital. So will I now say, oh, if you remain at home, you will die? I came, I prayed with her, I packed my bag, I left. And when I got home, the previous Christmas, she bought me a jumper. She may not remember. I put on that jumper home. Walk into the cold. Begin to pray for her. I said, God, I will not be able to stand, do this prayer walk, if not this woman who bought this jumper. How big a coat that can wear? But just as a point of contact. Connection. I put it on. And I was praying in the cold until I started sweating. And I said, God, I know you have received this answer. I said, listen, what is your connection to what you are praying with? Very, very important. There are some things that David did that God remembered and had to give him preferential treatment. David was fighting lion to protect sheep. How do you fight your life with lion to protect sheep? And the sheep is not his own. The sheep is for his father. And the father don't even like him. He's fighting the bear for a father who does not like him. Hallelujah. I called one of my sons and I said, do you know why I talk to you, Ashley? He said, I know it is for my good. For the first time, he saw it that way. He said, I know it is for my good. I said, because I cannot stand and see you fail. I will tell you the truth. So that in future, if you succeed, you say, ah, daddy told me. If you fail, you will say, but this man warned me. What connection do you have? He said, and this Daniel was preferred. Why was Daniel preferred? Daniel stood for God when others were eating cucumber and eating, when the others were eating meat. Daniel said, I will not eat this meat. I will not define myself with the food others are eating. If your lifestyle is like the lifestyle of others, you cannot be preferred. There are things you need to do. My spiritual mother left my place on Monday and went to stay with a family friend. And they told me that it is a train. You will carry it back. And I'll call you my mother. You will carry it back, enter train, get to the train station, enter to where you are going. God is my will. I've never driven to Ashford before. They say it's Ashford. I said, don't worry, ma'am. I'm coming to pick you. By 7, I got to pick her. I didn't get there until 10. 10 p.m. I didn't get back home until past 12 midnight. Because of what? Then she was almost crying while praying for me. Because she has never been there. I said, so is this what the struggle? I would have struggled if you did not pick me. Listen, what are you doing that God will look at and say, no, I cannot abandon this child of mine in this position? What will make you preferred? What will make you preferred? What have you learned from God? What have you learned from your man of God? If I am your man of God. What have you learned? What sacrifice are you making? You cannot be a regular Christian and fight a Satan that is doing overtime. Satan is fighting 24/7. And you are doing 3 hours on Sunday. You know, there are some songs we sing that is very easy. I didn't know you will honor me this way. I never know you will honor me this way. Those who sing that, they've done something when God honored them. It's not that they are lovers. They have done something in secret. They have slept something on their own. They have done the crying, the weeping on their own. Hallelujah. Though the glory of God, the anointing that I'm using this morning was brought all the way from Nigeria for me. I requested for it. Baba prayed over it. And it was brought for me. And for the last 1 week, I've been going about it, praying over it myself. Because I'm the one to use it. I'm the one to declare it. And I know it will work for you. If this one has worked for millions of people who believe in that man, who if it has worked for thousands and thousands of pastors using it, work for them, it will work for us in this house in the name of Jesus. Understand one thing. That God set some people for preference. Let's continue. Daniel, go back to Daniel. Daniel 6:3. He said, and then this Daniel. It's Daniel 6:3. He said, I. Say after me, I. Daniel Luani. I say Daniel Luani. I shall be preferred above my colleague. I shall be preferred in my workplace. I shall be preferred in my family. Anywhere I turn to, I shall be preferred. This Daniel we are talking about, you all know, he was brought into that city as a, he was brought to pass as a slave. So it's not just an illegal immigrant. It's a complete illegal immigrant. He has no status. He has no local standing. But God favored him. If God favored Daniel, why will he not favor you? Why will he not favor your children? Tell somebody, stop crying over those children. God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. Those children will submit to God. They will. It's a matter of time. God will arrest them. God will arrest them. They will surrender to the worship of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Congratulations, bro. Your son was 13. Your son was 13 this week. Hallelujah. God bless you. Excellent spirit is coming to somebody. The Bible said the king talked to set him above others. I'm talking of grace for preferential treatment. Romans 9:11. Those on the council should be fast because I'm far behind time. I've been preaching for 15 minutes now. It said, for the children be not yet born. Listen to this. For the children be not yet born, neither have done any good or evil. Their mother has not even been pregnant fully. The mom is just saying, I miss my period. Then the purpose of God according to election might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth. It is God that call. He will do it himself. Say to somebody, God will do it himself. No matter the delay, God will do it. He said, though he tarry, it will surely come. Hallelujah. Give me verse 12 of the same scripture. So it was told his mother. It was said unto her, that's the mother, the elder shall serve the younger. The children that have not been born. The children that don't know anything. So it's not the children that determine. It's not because Esau ate porridge. It has been ordained in heaven that he will eat that porridge. He said, so it was ordained that the elder will serve the younger. Give me the next verse. And the next verse, it says, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. They were not born, man. Their DNA have not been totally formed. God already preferred one to the other. That's why I know before the end of this service, preferential grace will rest upon somebody in the name of Jesus. Where they have said no to you, they will surely accept you in the name of Jesus. Where they have said there's no way where we open for you in the name of Jesus. These kids were still in the womb when God was speaking. So when you don't even know what you want to do, grace is already working. Hallelujah. When you don't know, I've shared with you in this church how God set me up for blessing in this country. I don't know. Hallelujah. And that's why I know somebody is stepping into it today in the name of Jesus. When I came into this country and I was still struggling to stand on my feet, my brother-in-law, I know God will preserve his life. He will smile again. He said to me, he said, Abro, go and apply for mortgage. Somebody whose job is not being confirmed. My job has not been confirmed. Huh? My green passport is still green. That was not the time they used card. That was the time they put, it was paper they used for your work permit. If rain fall, thereby, if rain fall and fall upon the passport, you will go back and apply again. Because the digital record is not there. Now somebody just stamp it. Hallelujah. So at that point, somebody was telling me, go and apply for mortgage. Grace of money is coming up somebody. Grace for financial breakthrough is coming upon somebody this morning in the name of Jesus. So I came into this country, I think August 23. By October 22, my mortgage has been approved. When somebody I took advice from said they will not open an account for me, when I already have a mortgage, listen to me. When God wants to start a work in you, he will use people you don't know. My wife already was working in St. Thomas's. The people advised us, he said, black people don't work in St. Thomas's. He said they don't work in NHS. Black people only work in nursing home. They don't work in NHS. Some people will just advise you to disgrace the grace you carry. But heaven will disgrace them today. Listen, when God wants to set you up, I'm talking of grace for preferential treatment. Somebody go and write it down. Oh, this month, you will see how they will be picking you out of the crowd. Amen. You will see how they will set you up for breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Luke 4:25. You know, people were dying. People have nothing to eat. Look at what the Bible talks about Elias, which is Elijah. Give it to me. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in that day. Widow were dying of hunger. They have nothing to eat. He said, in the days of Elijah, but when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. So there was famine. People were dying. God did not send the prophet to the rich man in the city. Give me verse 26. Give me verse 26. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarephath, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. So your status does not disapprove you of when God wants to bless you. Are you telling? Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if God pick up the widows in this house today and begin to rain blessing upon them, you will think they just got, they just turned 60. Hallelujah. God sent Elijah to the widow of Sarephath. If Elijah have not gone to her, she possibly would have died. She probably would be dead. How many widows was dead then? We don't even know. Hallelujah. God accepted her and gave her a preferential treatment. Look at Zacchaeus. Let's look at Luke 19, verse 6. Let's look at Zacchaeus. I'm rounding up my message shortly. Look at Zacchaeus. Luke 19:6. And he made this and came down. Okay, go to verse 5. Zacchaeus wanted to see him. Everybody wanted to see him. The Bible said Zacchaeus was short. Is anybody short in this house? Anybody is short. For the Bible to say you are short, you are truly short. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw it. He went to climb the sycamore tree. And he said, make it come down. For there I must abide at the house. Imagine that. There are people walking by him. He didn't pick them. Somebody who went to the tree, he just to see him. And God just said, no. My satellite from heaven has picked you up. May heaven pick you out today in the name of Jesus. May Jehovah pick you out today in the name of Jesus. Give me Matthew 20 verse 8. Matthew 20 verse 8. The Bible talk of people who started walking in the morning. Some people start in the early morning. Some people started at 9 o'clock. Some started 12. Some started 3. And when the day was over, God paid them everything. He said, so when the evening come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborer and give them the hire, beginning from the last unto the first. So those who started late got the same thing. So that I'm starting late does not mean I will not be the latest. That I'm starting late does not mean I will not be what? The latest. That you buy your car before my own. When I buy my own will be latest model. And you don't understand. Those who build houses in the 1920s, is the house compared to the house they are building now? If not England, that pack everybody together. You just buy, you don't build. He said, the last shall be first. The Lord will turn the table around for you. God will turn the table in your favor. He will turn the table in your favor. He will turn the table in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Give me verse 12 of that chapter 20. Saying, this last have wrought but 1 hour. Eh? Those who receive their money first only work 1 hour. And some people do 12-hour shift. I was hearing one song yesterday. Somebody who understands it, you will interpret for me. He said, Olorun ton fi ojo ro gbe diga. Ojo ro mean what? Hey, Sister Anita, what does ojo ro mean? God will cheat others to lift you up. I listened to that song. I said, this song will make me new. Somebody worked 12 hours. Somebody worked 1 hour. You pay the one with 1 hour the same amount of yoke you pay the 12 hours. So who says you cannot make it? Who says it's late for you? Who says God cannot bless you? Who says God cannot transform your life? I have never heard it from anybody and believe them that says it's too late for you. Rise on your feet this morning. Right on your feet this morning. God is a God that gives preferential treatment. God is our God that picks people out of the crowd. You are going to pray to prayer, and I'm going to come with the anointing, and I'm going to anoint everybody this morning. You are going to, Lord, let me be preferred among my equal. Just open your mouth, talk to him. Among my equal, among people born with me in the same house. Oh God, let me be preferred. Oh God, let me be preferred. Pray to God this morning. Of people born in my father's house, Lord, let me be preferred. Of people walking in the same workplace with me. Oh God, let me be preferred. Pray to God this morning. Where my application is, Lord, let me be preferred. Where I am looking up to, Lord, let me be preferred. Pray to God this morning. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Lord, let me be preferred. Let me be preferred. Lord, let me be preferred. Jehovah, let me be preferred. Jehovah, let me be preferred. Pray to God, pray to God. Libra to kosho gede gede. Let me be preferred. Pray to God, pray to God. Likande brokoto yagade. Libre de koto. Pray to God, pray to God. Hey, likate. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Anointed to stand out. Anointed to be preferred. Let it fall upon me today. Everywhere I go, anywhere my name is mentioned, anointed to be preferred. Let it speak for me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Let this anointing fall upon me. Let it fall upon my children. Let it fall upon my loved one. Let it fall upon this house. Anointing to be preferred. Anointing to be preferred. Anointing to be preferred. Malibre koto yegede gede gede gede. Ibro kosho legede. Le bata tu da yagodo. Ere bara da 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 da. Anointing to be preferred. 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 Let it fall upon me. 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 He come right out of the He break it. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray anointing that start new thing. Anointing with me, what has not worked before, anointing that started. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for us. You are God. Listen, brother, if God pick you today and turn you to be a millionaire, nobody can question God. They can question you, but they can't question God. Grace that starts something new. But okay, I want you to pray for it today.
You don't need a man to be the God you are. You have chosen to call. There's no place for argument.
You are God over yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end.
There's no place.
Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, the grace that starts something new in one's life, the grace that does not consider age, that does not consider status, but that can start something new, let it fall upon me this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, the grace that starts something new. The grace that fell upon Isaac, the grace that was upon Abraham, the grace that was upon Sarah, let it fall upon me, cry to God. The grace that was upon Daniel, let it fall upon me this morning, cry to God. Cry to God. Anointing that starts something new. Anointing and that starts something perfect. Grace that starts something perfect. Let it fall upon me this morning. Let it fall upon me this morning. tumba liga de ho elika da bakosho repete de gede ibre kosho le gede gede manda koto marada da 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 ibre kada kada lebro kosho ta yanda ya godo elika to bara da 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 the grace that says something new, the grace that says something new. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray this prayer. It's 12:30. I was walking towards 12:30, but there's no way I could do 12:30 with anointing service and thanksgiving. I'm going to finish before quarter to. I'm sorry. Though we said one, but we finish quarter to 12. To one, by the grace of God. You are going to pray. Lord. Woman here, hold my hand here. I need to come and hold my hand. Come, man. Come. Hold my hand. Lord. You know what I'm hearing? It's a tear coming. What's wrong with your leg? The devil is bastard. The level is a bastard. Let me join the hand. Lord, I don't know whatever is common to these two women. Libronto lekato. New beginning. New things. New happening. New happening. New happening. New happening. Olorun ti a ko le da duro. Mo gbe oga o. Olorun ti Lord, no one can stop you what you will do in the life of these two women. Lord, do it right now in the name of Jesus. Let something new, something new, something new. Let something new, let it begin right now in the name of Jesus. Say to them, oh God, let your glory be upon them. Lord, I pass grace from my body to their body and say new thing will begin. In Jesus' name. It is well with you. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. The great thing that no one has done in my Father's house, let it start from me. Breakthrough that no one has received in my Father's house, let me receive them right now. Breakthrough that no one has had and no one has experienced in my Father's house. Lord, my Father, let me experience it now. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Start in my life. Let it start in the life of my children. A new thing, oh God. What they have never experienced in my Father's house. What no one has experienced in my mother's house. No one has experienced where I married from. Oh God, let me experience it. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Malikeduya. Ikedede goda. Egondo baradagada goda. Letuya lagada gede 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 gede. Thank you. What you have started in this assembly this afternoon, Lord, complete it yourself in the name of Jesus. The anointing, the grace you have released, complete it yourself in the name of Jesus. Let there be manifestation. Let there be the answering. Let there be the testimony. Let there be the doing, oh God. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Somebody put your hands together for Jehovah. Majobalo, Oluwa. Majobalo, Oluwa.
Majobalo, Oluwa. Majobalo.
Kole shaguri, ijoba
yuroki ye o,
majoba lo olu.
Hallelujah. Sorry, those who don't understand Yoruba, what we are saying, let God continue to reign.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, let's package our offering and our tithe. If you pay your tithe during the week.